Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And that is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for you, my family. How are you doing? It's a beautiful, beautiful Monday. And I hope that all is well with you and yours. My name is Sibongile Mofokeng, and this is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock right here on the airwaves of 657 AM. Gave you the sounds of David Crowder, Come As You Are, followed by Oslo Gospel Choir, I Am Singing. It's a beautiful Monday. We are doing things totally different from how we used to them. We know that Mondays are relationships and all, but we are talking from another different angle, another kind of relationship in this hour. And I'm honored and I am also blessed to be talking to Governor Faith Siku, who is the founder and CEO of Zuri Fragrance. And she's in the studio with me right now. How are you doing? How are you, my queen?
I'm divinely blessed and highly favored.
Did you hear that, family?
Yes.
You are divinely blessed and highly favored. Somebody might say, Maraganjan, hey, you know, you Christians, if you say that. So when you say it divinely, that God meets all your needs.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
He is my all in all.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's your go-to.
Ah, definitely.
There's every nothing day. Like ride and die, but he's your ride and leave.
Bona, every day. Every day.
In Christ we live, so he's our ride and leave.
Yes.
Welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much for having
me. Is it
me?
Your first time?
Oh, yes, it's my first time.
Kanjani mar manje?
Hey, nam nyashenge taibo. You know what? Dreams do come true.
Because yes.
I remember when I first got introduced to
Radio Pulpit.
The Radio Pulpit and the material, the Radio Pulpit.
Yes.
I said to myself, one day.
Yes.
One day.
And this is the first of many days.
Of many days,
this
definitely.
This is the one day.
I claimed it and I declare it. It is so.
Then somebody would ask, who is Faith Siku?
Yes, okay. Well, Faith Siku, I'm obviously I'm a child of God.
Yes.
I'm a child of God and I am a mother to a beautiful girl, Uhalalelo, and my two bonus children, Ulerato and Siamo, and I'm a daughter, obviously, to beautiful parents, and a sibling to amazing siblings. Sinche,
wow.
I'm a baby at home, the last born. And I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm entrepreneur. I have dedicated my life in making sure that I advocate for women's empowerment.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you then, where does Governor Faith and women meet? Because it seems Governor Faith Siku has a heart for women.
Oh, definitely. I do. And I think it shows up every day in the work that I do.
Uh-huh.
I'm the driving force here, Zuri Wellness, that is been in business since 2007.
Right.
And basically what we do, we help corporate clients to help manage their emotional burnout and take care of mental health issues. Yeah, and In all of that, I think I advocate for women's development, women's empowerment, and how they can, you know, embrace the culture of wellness in their lives.
In your experience, since you're working very closely with women, do women realize when they are burnt out?
Look,
or it comes at a cost?
Well, I think it's often overlooked, you know, maybe women do know that, you know what, I'm emotionally burnt out now, I need help. Some of them, they are not even afforded an opportunity to even show up and say or speak about it, you know, or maybe they don't even know how to talk about it or articulate it, because maybe if they talk about it, then it will expose, or maybe they think they will be seen as vulnerable, you know. But I mean, with the wellness pass that I have, it means we get to interact with them, both men, males and females.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
not only.
You know, I was watching at a, actually I was watching a video over the weekend. Casper Nyovas was ministering somewhere in Durban, Eskawini to be specific.
Okay.
And he was talking about how he met Christ.
Wow.
That he felt, he heard a voice saying to him, "Who are you?"
Mm-hmm.
And that voice seemed, it seemed like that voice was talking to his soul and not just, you know, who he is. I mean, like, you know, who am I? I'm Casper.
Yes.
But no, the voice was talking to his soul.
Mm-hmm.
And from then onwards, he was sad. And he was diagnosed later on with depression.
Sure.
Because he says, I met my son and I told myself, no, I'm going to meet my son today. When I see him, I'll be excited. It never happened. He was like confused about what he was feeling. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel right. Something is wrong with me.
Yeah.
Why am I not excited to meet my son?
Yes.
And I think this is what most women are going through. Okay, you mentioned men earlier on, but I'm more interested. I will come back to men.
Yes.
But I think most mothers experience such things, but they don't have anyone to talk to because it feels wrong not to feel like you love your son or your daughter at that moment. And this is what you are ministering to. These are the kind of people you're ministering to.
You know what? I think Ungulungulu, I always say he has a sense of humor because he would take your own personal journey and say, yes, and then say, okay, now that you've gone through that, help others to come
move
out,
on.
You know, to come out of their own closets because you were able, you were bold enough and courageous enough to do it for yourself.
Yes.
And not to say I have all the wisdom keys on helping women on how to navigate their way when they're experiencing any challenges, but at least you can share, hey, let's talk. So when you come to Ezuri Wellness, we talk.
Yeah.
We give you a service.
Yeah.
And you know how it is. Yes, people call them ama salon. You know, that's where you will hear people talking about their own issues, you know. And you wonder how, why didn't you find a better and a safer space to talk to? Maybe
where you can take out whatever frustration.
Or whatever, or your friend.
Yes.
But you are more
comfortable.
You choose
comfortable, a stranger.
A stranger, you know. But I think for me, like I say, God has given me that opportunity to understand this is not just a salon. This is a safe space that he has helped me to create for individuals that come, that walk through our establishment. And
now, but when we go through such, we kind of lose who we are in our role as women.
Yeah.
What is exactly a role of a woman in this society?
Look, you know, I was
starting from their families and all.
Yes, I think for me, what has really made sense for me, and I think it's also helping other women to also find their role, you know, and their purpose in life. I think understanding who you are, your redemptive purpose, your identity. You know, I think that is important more than anything, because sometimes the world that we live in will tell us, Guti, you are because you have. But, you know.
And what if everything goes, then who are you?
No. Even if things are still there, but you still feel this void, this emptiness, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying maybe that's what is happening even with our friend who the one that you mentioned, Mr. Nyovest, you know, you can have everything, but
that's without, what he said. He said, "I had everything.
Yes,
I
you have
everything.
Everything, but if you don't have God, you have nothing."
Yeah, that's what he said.
And that's what people don't want to hear, you know, because people feel good if they have everything that they have, they are touched, their value, their image, you know, to what they have and own, the cars they drive, the address, you know, the home address they live in, and then they think then it means I am.
This
no,
is
no, no,
who
no, no.
I am.
When
yes.
you don't have Christ in you, then you are nothing.
So having Christ in me will define my role?
I believe so. It will define, because that says I am now finding a place where I can be who I'm supposed to be.
That's, you know, my identity.
Yes, that's my identity. This is my go-to place where I find my sense of being, my sense of who I am, you know, in him. And I go there, I know that I'm not going to be judged, you know, I can be.
So now with lots and lots of women, women kind of lose them who they are because they put everybody in the front. They start, it's others first, then me, of which the world even tries to educate us that, ah, when the plane is on fire or something wrong is happening in the plane or the boat, you start with you first. Yes. Put on the life jackets and everything. Yes. Then help others.
Yes.
But now with us women, especially when you become a mother or a wife, you turn to put yourself after everyone else. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you are worn out. You don't know who you are. You don't know your purpose. You don't know who God says you are. You're confused. How do we change all of that? Because I think there's that sense of I'm being selfish. I have heard mothers when I was riding on it in a taxi.
Yes.
And they would eat, you know, those nice junk food that I won't mention by name. And they're like, hey, no, they'll see what to eat at home. And it was them just crying out or to say, I never take care of myself. Can I at least have this for myself?
It needs to come from a place, Eti, I'm empowering me first.
Uh-huh.
Because I understand when I'm empowered, I'm better positioned, I'm better able to serve and to look after others. You understand? And the only person who is able to bring me to that place of to a place where I know, okay, I am full. I am a full, rounded person, full rounded woman. I know what I have been with him, the one who fills me, who fills me, you know, to a point of good, I'm overflowing. You understand? So Tina Sifuna Ugwenzani, we want to give from an empty
cup. And you cannot give what
so
you don't have.
So the only person who will fill me up is through Christ.
Sure.
I believe.
And that's why we get worn out.
Yes.
Because we have nowhere to fall to.
And also, what has helped govern my life is Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. You know, do not neglect, you know.
The gathering?
The book. The Holy Bible. Do not neglect it.
Yes.
Read.
Yes.
You know,
meditate on it day and night.
Then, you know, it's a strategy that has a solution for me daily.
Mm.
And seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness.
Then
all the things that I need, that I desire, will then come.
Yeah.
So Tina, what we do, we want to start doing before we become.
And then before you know it, you're exhausted.
Yeah, exhausted. And you're falling apart.
And you're using your own strength.
Yes.
Even with the families that we run, we're running them in our own strength.
Yes.
Not paying attention to even mental or physical health.
Yes. So the spiritual wellness comes first.
Mm.
Emotionally, mentally, and physically, and financially, environment. Zonke. But you must first start your spirit. Feed your spirit man first.
Mm.
Your spirit man must be well nourished.
There's no way of loving.
Well fed. Yeah. Yes.
There's no way of loving the neighbor.
No. And it's as you love yourself.
Yes,
so it means
if
it
you don't. There's no way you can love your neighbor if you don't love yourself.
Yes.
So it starts there.
Yes.
All right, family, you can talk to us. I'm not alone. I'm with a beautiful queen in the studio talking to Governor Faith Siku. And we're looking at the role of a woman, but we are also, I love what she's doing. She talks about a woman, but she also includes men, because most of the times we cut the males out. It's about us. It's about us. So because we say it's a men's world. And so we're leaving them behind. At the end of the day, we wonder then what's happening when we meet at work, when we meet at home, because this is, who is this? Mm-hmm. Only to find that they're also exhausted emotionally. Mm-hmm. They need support in other areas as well. So yeah, family, you can talk to us, 012-334-1322. She also has an amazing event that is coming, and she will tell us about that, which is also going to address what we are talking about and even go beyond. I see you, Frank Jacobs. Goeiedag, goeiedag. Baie dankie, my koning. And Tate Jeffrey Maji, good day to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I see you as well, Your Excellency. I see Mandlenko Simbata listening. Yabona mara. San Kulumela Mara put Mandlenkosi. My queen here is covering everyone. She doesn't wanna leave a stone unturned. And I see Tulani. Hello, Tulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo. Good afternoon, Spongilen family. I am blessed and I did enjoy. Ah, that is awesome. Please play Buletela featuring Tabs David. Then I'm going to give you the second one that you requested, and it's going to be Spirit of Praise featuring Pastor Benjamin Dube, Matema Moremi, and Bongi and Colin and Dakindo, and the song is Reveal Yourself. We are coming back just now with my queen.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 a.m.
Reveal yourself, Lord Jesus, reveal yourself. There's so much that's taking place. There's so much that's happening. We're saying, Lord, reveal yourself, and may your daughters arise. May your daughters arise. You're listening to Heart. I'm Spongile Mufuki, and give you the sounds of spirit music featuring Pastor Benjamin Dube, Dakindo, Bongi and Colin. And who else? Matima Moremi, reveal yourself. It's a prayer. It's a prayer requesting that the Lord would reveal himself in all circumstances and situations that our world finds themselves going through. I'm sure so many have seen what has been happening. Some of the things that I won't mention on air, but I've seen the body of Christ complaining about some opening that was happening last week. We need the Lord to reveal himself, the things that were portrayed there that I cannot even mention right now, but you know what I'm talking about. And we say, Lord, reveal yourself. And the best way that God can reveal himself is through you and I. May they see Christ in us, regardless of what's happening out there. And may we speak it out. And this is exactly what my queen is saying. He says the identity, our identity starts in Christ. There's no role of a woman outside Christ.
Yeah.
Kalade.
That's where it starts.
Let me see what Ntate Musia Mitlalang. Hi, Ntate Musia Mitlalang, saying you're listening from Alberton. And he says, attended an event in Sharpeville this weekend where Mr. Mbuyiselo Botha shared that 67% of South African households are led by single mothers. Though the event focused on father-son relationship in the 21st century, it highlighted how crucial women are in nation building. That is so beautiful.
Yes.
I know I used to work on Linda Tembuiselo Botha. And it is so awesome to see that he's still holding on and, you know, challenging all, everything that's happening and helping to get things right. And I believe that, yes, our women are doing the best they can in their role as single mothers, in their role as married mothers with partners, in their roles as mothers without children, but they're raising the nation, they're raising their neighborhood.
Yeah.
I believe they're doing quite a lot in that space.
Look, there's no way you cannot find women being involved in, you know, in every household, you will always find a woman, you know, doing something. And I think what's important for us is that we need to capacitate our women. We need to strengthen our women and empower them to know that, encourage them to continue to do what they are doing, and also and be actively involved in making sure that our households, our communities, and our nations are being built. You know, and they should get involved in knowing what else is happening outside of their own household. You know, because there's just so much. You know, like, I mean, I always love how the Lord will always appear to you and ask you, what do you see? You know, we need right now, I think we are living in an era, in a dispensation where we need women to know what is happening economically, you know, what drives our economy, what is their role, and how can they be used to help implement and develop themselves and even their communities. So the conversation should never only be about women taking care of their households, their children. Women are more than what,
because they're in the marketplace.
Yes, women are in the marketplace. Women are leaders in government. Women are leaders in their own communities, you know. And women should be known to be leaders of themselves. They need to lead themselves, you know, and not be seen only as the
kitchen people.
No. Bona, when we grew up, kitchen and everything else so beautifully, so elegantly, so
and without competing,
no,
right?
Without competing, yeah. Because we've been graced. We've been graced to perform multiple roles. But also, I think you want to be a woman who is purpose driven, not just be everywhere like Martha, you know. No. Just be a woman who is intentional. You are a woman of influence. You are purpose driven.
You're purpose driven, but there's no purpose without Christ.
There's no purpose.
I keep going back to what you said.
Yes.
So Christ is the beginning and the end of a role of a woman, of who you are, who you become, what you do. I'm thinking of women in the boardroom trying to fight with men, trying to become masculine in the bedroom, where else you can use your femininity right in there and win.
And win, yes. And, you know, sometimes, yes, you're not going to be a woman to... okay, how do I put it? You're not going to submit to
You're not a wife to
any man. But you can use that wisdom. Because it's a strength, and we can leverage on that strength of submission, because submission on its own is a strength, you know. So as women, we need to learn Guti Bona. That spirit, you can bring it to the boardroom when there are decisions that have to be made. And you need to understand, Guti, God has actually put you there. You did not put yourself there. He put you there strategically.
You're
so that
trusted
you,
for that role.
Yes, you play that catalytic role in bringing transformation around the table. You know, so God allows that. It's not good. It just happens. He allows it, and then you make yourself available, and you know, oh, this is when I need to arise. This is when now I need to become that salt and that light in this environment that I've been given, and become that woman who will play that pivotal role in bringing about change in whatever sphere that God has put you in.
Yeah. All right. This is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. But I understand that there's something that you're putting together for women.
Yeah.
It's coming at the end of
the 31st of July, this coming Wednesday.
Hey, man.
Yes, we're celebrating Africa Women's Day. And for me, I just felt, you know what, where we are, South Africa in our region, no one knows about it, you know. And I thought, here is a beautiful a theme where we are saying, as women, we're going to sit around the table and unpack the role of women in implementing Agenda 2063. Yeah. So we're going to also celebrate the experiences, the great work that women have done in mm-hmm. Africa, in our regions. Mm-hmm. And also share what opportunities are there for women to make sure Uguti, we practicalize Agenda 2063 daily. Mm-hmm. You know, how does it show up? How does it show up in our lives? And basically, so we're going to celebrate this beautiful a day for all African women. Basically, we are saying we're going to acknowledge the great work that all the 55 women from 55 mm-hmm. African nations are doing and have done, and what they will continue to do. And we're hoping that we'll be having more women joining us to also share what they are doing and mm-hmm. how we can collaborate as women so that we all see the actualization of Agenda 2063. I know 2063, I'll be 87 years old, so I want to start working
But you have to start planting the seeds now so that the next generation can also sit underneath those trees and the shade and enjoy even the fruits, but also grow from that as well. Yes. Take over the bait and run with it.
And we are saying we want that spirit of unity, mm-hmm. that sisterhood, you know, coming together, removing, you know, our fluctuating emotions. Let's put them aside and let's allow women to together and strategize and say, okay, this is what I have. I'm in this sector and what can I do to bring change in your sector, or how can we collaborate, you know? Mm. Yeah, so that is what
this is so beautiful. So are we going to have sisters coming from over South, Africa?
Look, ideally, that was the vision. Okay, yes. That is
the vision.
It still is, yes. But all the women that are coming, they'll be representing all the 55 nations of Africa.
Wow. Yeah. And where is it? And how can we be part of it if we are women? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's going to be held at number 254 Cedar Road, at Chartwell, alongside Cedar Road, basically in four ways. Mm-hmm. And we really do encourage women to come and join us. We have a entrance fee, though, that we are charging. It's 350. And for women who have their businesses and they want to showcase what they are doing, then they have a stall that they can buy, including entrance fee. So it's 550. Yeah. So we would want women to want to be part of this, because also what we're going to be doing as women, we're going to put together a resolution as women to say that we're going to present to the African Union Christian Women Fellowship and the Pan-African Women Organization to say, this is what the women are saying from different regions, and this is what we believe we deserve. Should there be opportunities, then these organizations must know that there are women on the ground who are ready to roll up their sleeves and be catalysts of transformation in Africa.
All right. So how do we get more information?
Look, we are on Facebook. I am Zuri Wellness. You will find our information there, and it's such a blessing as well that it coincides with the 55 days of prophetic praise and worship that is kicking off the very same day in the evening. Over 55 days. So every day we're going to be
55 nations, 55 days.
Yes. So we're going to open up each scroll for each African nation and
each day on each a daily.
Day, yes.
Yeah, for 55 days.
Okay. And release prophetic declarations over those nations.
Martino, do you have a beautiful name for in the place of that other one? But he says Pambili Ngembokoto, listening from Durban. Be blessed. Thank you so much, Martino. I wish you had another name. I think if we could check it the Bible, there's another name, hey? Yeah, pambili. Your closing statements, our women are listening. So many desire to be. There have been others who are stopped by circumstances. Mm-hmm. They can't reach where God has shown them mm-hmm. in their different sectors or different areas. They feel like, yo, it's steep. How do we do all of that? How do we get to become? So what encouraging words do you have for them?
I think I would only speak from a position of knowing, Oguti, I am that kind of woman who went through a different season, you know, seasons of hardship, of tribulations, opposition, like you really feel you're so overwhelmed. But I'm just so grateful that in spite of that, because I have always known that, okay, because I discovered my purpose in Christ, my story hasn't even started, and it has not ended, because I'm experiencing a specific issue in my life. You know, I've always said, now that I've gone through this, I'm experiencing this, so unravel your thought process in my life. What would you have me do? And I want to encourage women out there, in spite of your challenges, I want to encourage you to say, look up, continue to know that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Mm-hmm. And your assignment is to always inquire, what is it that the Lord wants you to do? And because he's always present with you, he will always unravel his thought process. Mm-hmm. And he will show you and he will guide you on what to do. So really to say, be a woman who will roll up their sleeves, get involved, be engaged, be empowered, and just go out there and just be a woman of influence, and because you are. Yeah, so that's what.
Yeah, and you belong to I Am.
Oh yes,
there's no way you can fail.
Yes,
thank you so much, my queen, for empowering our women. I think you should come more for empowerment sessions, and empowering everyone. Yes, right now we're focusing on our women because on Wednesday we have something special for our women, and afterwards 55 days, also yes. Continuing into August. But listening to you, I know that there's something for our men in that space.
Oh, yes.
There's something for our women in that space. Yeah. And I think there's something that needs to be destroyed, adrift in between the men and the women, and the way things have been happening, and there's this hatred kind of thing that's there. You don't see it, it's not visible, but it's there, and you realize it with things that are happening, result of others taking other people's lives, shooting their partners, and all that. So we really thank God for you, and aqhubekele phambili. So it's Zuri Wellness on Facebook.
I am Zuri Wellness, and then
I am
Zuri Wellness, uh-huh. And then the one for you, 55 days, they can get it on Facebook as well. 55 days of prophetic praise and worship. Yeah, we're gonna have live sessions there every morning, 5 o'clock South African time, 5 o'clock to 5:30. Those are morning devotions to just empower women before they leave home,
breaking the atmosphere.
Yes. And then in the evenings, then we look into each and every nation, and it's an hour session.
All right,
yeah,
cracking the atmosphere for God's glory.
Yes,
whatever spirits are capturing the what do we call it, the strong men. This is what you'll be doing using worship throughout. All right, family, do not miss that. I am Zuri Wellness on Facebook for Wednesday, the empowerment that we were talking about with my queen here, for our women. And it's called Africa Women's Day Celebration. Africa Women's Day Celebration. So you can go to her page and find all of that, the organization's page, and find all of that. It's going to start start at 1 up until 6 at 254 Cedar Road at Chetwell on the 31st of July. Do not miss that awesome opportunity and also to learn and grow from others.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.